I noticed that, like the rest of us, he doesn't eat a single bite. And is it really normal that Mommy and Poppy have us all sleep on mattresses on their bedroom floor with the door locked? We lie in the dark, talking in whispers. Mundine on a mat by himself. Lucinda and I on a larger mattress. And Poppy and Mommy on theirs they placed right beside ours. How come you don't just stay up on your bed? I ask. Keep your voice down, Mommy reminds me. Okay. Okay, I whisper, but I still don't get an answer. And what about Chucha, I ask. She's all by herself at the back of the house. Don't worry, Mundine says. I don't think a bullet can get through that coffin. Bullets, I sit right up in bed. Shh, my whole family reminds me. Those black cars sit there for days and days. Sometimes there's only one. Sometimes as many as three. Every morning when Poppy leaves for the office, one of the cars starts up its colicky motor and follows him down the hill. In the evening when he comes home, it comes back with him. I don't know when those SIM ever go to their own houses to eat their suppers and talk with their kids. Are they really policemen? I keep asking Mommy. It doesn't make any sense. If the SIM are policemen, secret or not, shouldn't we trust them instead of being afraid of them? But all Mommy will say is, shh. Meanwhile, we can't go to school because something might happen to us. Like what? I ask. Like what Chucha said about people disappearing? Is that what Mommy worries will happen to us? Didn't Puppy say we should carry on with normal life?